projects. The government is committed to speeding up the delivery of major infrastructure projects in the counties through the National Government Development County Implementation, Coordination and Management Committees, NGDC-ICMC. Kwale County Commissioner Stephen Arinde says that it is the desire of the government to complete megaprojects as quickly as possible to realize their full potential in supporting the economy. Arinde said the government would not waver from its goals to have the right infrastructure in place now and in the future by increasing community engagement and making environmental protections more effective. Key ongoing projects by the national government in Kwale are the Shush 20 billion Wache Multipurpose Dam Project, Shush 24 billion Masterclass Dongo Kundu Bypass, the Shush 2.3 billion Diani Airport Rehabilitation and Expansion Project and the Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port Development Project. Others are the Shush 1.15 billion Funzi Causeway off Mililani Munja Road, the construction of the Shush 3 billion Kwale Kanango Road, the Shush 0.606 million Regional Maritime Transports and Port Logistics Center and the Shush 0.538 million Wachande Bridge that seeks to connect Msambweni and Lungalunga sub-counties. Arinde says the large-scale infrastructure projects in the coastal county traverse an area where fishing, agriculture and tourism are the main economic activities. The county administrator said the projects would help create new jobs, improve opportunities for business people and boost local economies. As the NGDC-ICMC, we are determined to speed up the delivery of major infrastructure projects so that they support the government's ambitions for economic growth and improving connectivity and transport links, he said. He expressed satisfaction with the quality of works done so far and said the government was committed to the completion of the entire projects in the coastal county. However, NGDC-ICMC members under the leadership of CC Arinde expressed concern over the slow pace of work of some of the mega infrastructure projects taking shape in the county. The NGDC-ICMC meeting noted that many of the development projects were running behind schedule mainly due to funding, complexity over designs, inadequate scope description, and planning and land acquisition. Arinde said the issue of slow progress of physical work would be escalated to the Coast Regional Implementation Coordination and Management Committee, NGDRICMC, for onward transmission to the National Development Implementation Committee, NDIC, for action. Officials of project implementation agencies have told NGDCICMC meetings that many of the infrastructure projects were lagging behind due to inordinate delays of payment to contractors. Arinde, however, said some megaprojects such as the Dongo Kundu Bypass and the Shimoni Fishing Port Project were nearing completion and that their implementation rate was better. Eng. Wansma Sokoa of Kenya Rural Roads Authority, KERA, informed the forum that the iconic Funzi Island Causeway project risked stalling after the contractor abandoned work. Eng. Akoa noted that the Funzi Causeway spanning 500 meters and 2 kilometer road promised the island dwellers public access to the mainland in Msambweni sub-county. He said the contractor has received Shush 95 million as advanced payment and the scope of works involved construction of vented causeway, and improvement of approach roads to gravel standard of Funzi Causeway. The contractor, Cementers Limited, has all but pulled out and we are contemplating terminating the contract altogether and looking for a different contractor to execute the project, he said, adding that the 24 months contract period has elapsed against a 12.54% physical progress. Kenya National Highway Authority, KENHA, Coast Region Official Eng. Lewis Maina says the Dongo Kundu Bypass would provide road connectivity to the South Coast and the Dongo Kundu Special Economic Zone for socio-economic development. The Special Economic Zone Development Project at Dongo Kundu is one of the Vision 2030 flagship projects in the coastal region, he said. Eng. Maina said the Dongo Kundu Bypass was an important transport corridor for traffic destined to the interior of Kenya and beyond. He says the project straddles Kwale and Mombasa counties and starts at Mteza Bridge and terminates at Kibandani along the Mombasa-Lungalunga Highway. It will also provide connection from the Mwar International Airport and SGR Terminus, hence improving tourism and hospitality in Kwale, he said. Eng. Maina says the bypass, also known as the Mombasa Southern Bypass Highway, would promote trade facilitation and improve socio-economic development. He says the Kwale Kanango Road project is approximately 30 kilometers long and the scope of work entailed construction to bitumen standards of a two-lane single carriageway. the contractor has mobilized well for the works with the majority of the required equipment and plant already on site, but has requested for an extension of completion period due to insufficient budgetary allocation, said Eng. Maina. On the Shimoni Fishing Port project, Kenya Ports Authority official Kenneth Mossip says the project is well on course but lacks water connection. The water connection is supposed to be done by the Coast Water Works Development Agency at a cost of ₦318 million, he said. Mossop noted that the water agency has not been able to undertake the freshwater project due to lack of funds, thus threatening to derail the fishport development project. The project status at the moment is at 40% complete, and that the contractor Southern Engineering Company Limited has increased the speed of work, said Mossop, adding that the project's end date is September 2024. He said the project faced challenges such as variation of designs due to the design review process, including rapid technological changes and advancements, hence causing delays. On her part, Kenya Coast National Polytechnic Principal Mary Mathoka says the ₦606 million Regional Maritime Transports and Port Logistics Center affiliated to her institution stands at 76% completion rate. But she says the contractor who was to hand over the project in August this year was unlikely to meet the scheduled deadline due to funding challenges. Benjamin Indani, who is in charge of the Government Delivery Service, GDS, in Kwale, says they are hopeful that the ongoing development projects would keep their initial completion dates and deliver economic growth as envisioned. Indani says the government would work closely with the contractors to bring ease to payments and that in spite of the myriad challenges, physical infrastructure projects were progressing as per schedule. He says the government would provide the funds and is committed to speeding up the delivery of critical infrastructure and that ongoing projects would be strengthened and improved. He noted that one of the key success factors of major infrastructure projects is when their planning involves people who would benefit or be affected by the project. The government delivery agency will pull out all the stops and ensure infrastructure projects falling behind schedule would be speeded up, said Indani. He says the national government has initiated multi-billion shillings infrastructure projects in the coastal region in a bid to address entrenched infrastructure deficit.